Berry, but I cannot get behind the name Grey. Either spelt that way or the English way. It's just, it's not there for me. I don't find it especially appealing. I'm really sorry. However, sound-wise, Cassandra Grey works well, and like I can see where you get the vibe. Grey has a sort of misty sense to it, which works well with Cassandra's mystical sense. I think it's a well-done combo. I'm just biased. Then we move on to Isadora Maeve. I like this. It's not really my style, but it's pretty. It's very name-berry, and it's really lovely. I know an Isadora. My only concern with it is how many is names I know. I know so many Isabels and Isabellas, and then Isadoras and Isabeaus kind of seem to fade a little. However, I definitely see the appeal. I like how it looks, I like how it sounds. And Maeve, it's faded for me a little bit because of how popular it is, how much I see it on Nameberry, but the power of the Celtic mythological figure really does keep it going. I really love the AE. I think it's visually extremely appealing, and Isadora Maeve seems a very well-matched combo. It feels complete. Alice Seraphine. I love both names here, but I'm not vibing with the flow. This is like Rose Serenity, but I think a little worse, because Rose, it was a Z onto a S. But Alice Seraphine is the same sound, so it's Alice Seraphine. It's Seraphine Alice might go a little better, or if you threw in a first, middle, between them, I think that would work better. I like Alice, although it's incredibly popular. I know at least 6 Alices, though probably more that I'm blanking on. However, I do see the appeal. I think it is my favourite of the whole Adelaide Alice noble family. Noble family, yes. And I appreciate it. I can see exactly why it's gotten so popular. Seraphine is wonderful because it's such a light, gentle, frilly sound, but there's so much power and fire in the story, literally. So I think it's a wonderful name. Big fan of the French. I think I do prefer Seraphine to Seraphina. Alice Seraphine is a wonderful, wonderful combo. I'm just not super into the flow. Una Beatrice. This feels like a massive U-turn of style, but honestly, we're here for it. Una is lovely. It's gentle. I prefer the double O spelling, although I see the appeal of the U. It makes me think of Grey Blues, wonderful combos. Beatrice, I know, I think almost as many Beatrices as I know Alice's, and then they're all B, inevitably, so. However, it flows well. Una Beatrice is very classic, it's very classy, it's very elegant, timeless, lovely.